Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Benjamin Netanyahu warning that Iran has made a big mistake. The Pentagon confirms that U.S. forces helped Israel shoot down at least 180 ballistic missiles fired into Israel by Iran. This was in apparent retaliation for the recent killings of senior Hamas, Hezbollah, and Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps leaders. Israeli forces, meantime, carried out what they say are limited ground incursions focusing on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. As the fighting escalates overseas, New York City is stepping up security at Jewish sites here in the boroughs. This is Rosh Hashanah begins at sunset. Let's get more from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, they're very hard to miss. Several heavily armed members of the NYPD are standing guard here in front of Temple Emmanuel again this morning. Here is Rabbi Joshua Davidson.
We're going to come together and we're going to mark this holiday. And we're going to come together in solidarity with Jewish people around the world. And we feel secure.
Later on today, the NYPD will be joined by Mayor Adams. They'll be providing a security briefing to discuss preparedness, not just for these high holidays the next couple of days, the one-year anniversary of October 7th terror attacks in Israel. Of course, that is on Monday. Here's Chief of Patrol John Schell.
You are going to see our high-value locations, synagogues, big synagogues, consulates. You're going to see our heavy weapons teams out there. We are not hiding the fact that we want you to see us.
Now, officials are stressing, Susan, this is no specific threat or credible threat to New York City. They're taking all of these measures as a precaution. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 65th and 5th.
Mayor Adams due back in court today for a status conference on the federal charges against him, which include wire fraud, conspiracy, bribery, and soliciting illegal campaign contributions. Yesterday, the mayor continued to defend himself in the court of public opinion, albeit at a toned-down weekly Q&A with reporters.
The walk-on music absent. The dais of deputy mayors not there. Mayor Adams stood alone in the City Hall rotunda to take on questions at his weekly session, most focused on his criminal case.
And my deputy mayors, my chief advisor, my commissioners, my legal team, they need to be focused on running the city.
Asked if he would select an acting mayor if the trial occurs during his term.
I don't need an acting mayor because I'm an actual mayor, and I'm going to continue to lead the city. That's what I was elected to do.
He says he'll continue to do the work, and he has deputy mayors doing their jobs. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD out with a photo and video of the man wanted in a slashing in the subway in Midtown. This happened at around 3 in the morning yesterday on the C train platform at 50th Street. Police say a 28-year-old woman was on the uptown side when some guy came out of nowhere and slashed her in the torso. He took off. She is stable at Bellevue. We'll have surveillance images going up at 1010winds.com. Columbus Day 2024, bringing a new attraction to NYC, the Italian-American Museum at 151 Mulberry Street, of course, in Little Italy.
It's been 25 years in development, and it tells the story of the Italian immigrants who came to build a new life. Museum founder and president Joe Scelsa said the three exhibits on display are a preview of what's to come next spring. One exhibit features 35 life-size marionettes that the immigrants use for entertainment.
They told stories from their homeland, because these were stories that made them feel at home, to be told over and over every week in sagas like soap operas.
The first wave of Italian immigrants was before the Civil War. The next was after the Civil War. And there was another wave after World War II. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on Mulberry Street.
The lights of Broadway flicker, and suddenly my heart beats quicker. What can I say?
Barry Manilow heading back to his hometown for a five-night run at Radio City Music Hall next week and talking to 1010 Winds.
This year I've been on the road a lot. And, you know, big arenas and sold out 13,000 a night, and they're all great. But there's nothing like coming back to New York City. Nothing. Especially playing Radio City. Honestly.
Oh, it's got to be the New York City.
Well, Barry also telling 1010 Winds at 81 he has no intention of slowing down.
I'm knocking on wood all over the house right here. Nothing has changed. I look pretty much the same. I feel pretty much the same. I don't get tired. You would think that, this would be a real effort. It is not. nothing seems to have changed. So I'm knocking on wood, and I'll just keep going until they stop coming.
In addition to being a Grammy, Emmy, and Tony winner, Billboard ranks Barry Manilow the number one adult contemporary artist of all time. By the way, as part of the tour, each city where he's performing will receive a grant from the Manilow Music Project to support local high school bands. Frankie Valli says he's still performing because he wants to. Valli is 90 and recently fans expressed some concern that maybe he was being forced to perform after he stumbled on some lyrics and he appeared to mess up some choreography. In a statement, he tells People magazine that's not true. He plans to keep doing what he loves so long as he is able. Frankie Valli currently has tour dates scheduled across the country through April of next year. All right, it's Wednesday. And that means it's another round of voting in the race for honorary dog mayor of New York City. We are in the semifinal round with Ziggy the Yorkie Mix up against Birdie the Pomeranian this week. Voting happens in polls on Instagram stories, Facebook, and X at Dog Mayor NYC. So bark that vote, and we will have the results tomorrow. Well, nobody's voting for these. It looks like there may be an urban wildlife turf war brewing.
I have not seen any rats here. I've only seen squirrels.
Yeah, that's Mary Bernstein from Glen Oaks, Queens, who tells CBS2 her car was vandalized by squirrels who chewed out some wires. John DeLeonardo of Humane Long Island has a theory.
These squirrels are now probably looking for a place to nest down ahead of winter. And with development and urban sprawl, there's not as many places for them as there used to be.
While removing squirrels requires a permit from the State Department of Environmental Conservation, DeLeonardo suggests using natural repellents like ones that contain mint and cayenne pepper.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.